Welcome to the Casual Fridays REI podcast, where you'll learn about the wildly profitable niche of land investing. Active land investors Adam Southey and Justin Sliva are here to share their experiences with you so that you can learn how to build massive cash flow and huge profits from this highly lucrative niche. So without further ado, here are your hosts, Adam Southey and Justin Sliva.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Adam Southey, here with my co-host, Justin Sliva, and this is the Casual Fridays REI podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about how to manage multiple things, multiple businesses, multiple deals. You name it, we're going to talk about it. Before we do that, though, let's talk about the Plum Investment Group. Guys, do you have a property that you need funding for? Plum Investment Group is your solution. Plum helps land investors grow their business by funding your raw land purchase. It's truly an awesome deal, guys, and just to be clear, this isn't a loan. Plum will actually partner with you by putting up the money for your project, so do yourself a favor and go check them out. The website is www.pluminvestmentgroup.com.
It's Friday.
Oh, I was waiting for a happy Friday.
It's still to be determined if it's going to be a happy Friday or not. I'm pretty positive, guys, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be a happy Friday, and after you let me...
My therapy session on
Wednesday. I feel a little bit better, a little bit lighter. I feel that my stress, internal stress, is not just like knotted me up. Mm-hmm. But I feel like today's show may tighten it all back up again.
Need some Kleenex?
I don't know. I don't think I'm going to cry today. I may tear up a little bit, but I'm going to look down. But you know what would make me not tear up?
Huh.
If you set us up in an office like Steve and Jill just... launched on their background at Land Academy.
They look pretty nice.
I mean, I was sitting there watching the people in the background for their live event last week, their live webinar they did, and just watching it. And then when they showed a picture prior to of it, I was like, man, that thing looks like a spaceship, like NASA Control Center. Their whole like lights and cameras and screens. Like I felt like they were going to launch a satellite.
Yeah, he does have a pretty intense setup, right? Lights everywhere and big screens and cameras. It's pretty neat.
It's pretty nice. So I would say I'm waiting for you to step up your studio game.
All right. Well, just open up the checkbook.
I'm ready for you to put us on the beach.
Yeah, well.
Or the mountains. Let's do the mountains. Like we have a little cabin and a patio that overlooks like this beautiful mountain.
I'm okay with that. You know, I'm a mountain guy. I will go sign any lease paperwork you want.
As long as I'm paying.
When you give me that check.
Well, for those that want to donate to the cause, we will set up a GoFundMe account. To help the backdrop for our studio.
Yeah, the poor us.
Poor casual.
We really need your help. My little office in my house just ain't cutting it for Justin anymore.
We need an exotic backdrop. So handling, managing multiple deals, multiple businesses. You know, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are this whole topic came up because you got a lot going on.
Yeah, you always see like these, like the people who are like, when you need to work until you physically can't handle it, then you hire an assistant. Well, I've got Beth handling, you know, one of my businesses for me. She does it turnkey. I don't touch it other than a couple signatures and a couple checks. And then I wire her money when she's ready to be paid. So, you know, that part of it, and she's actually handling some stuff for me a little bit farther into that, a little bit more. So, you know, for me, I'm with the multiple businesses and everything going, you know, this last week or the last 2 weeks has kind of locked me up a little bit, like internally, physically, mentally. And I can tell myself I'm not being as productive as I normally am. And I can look at my desk and tell you where I'm at in a mental state. Like I can look at the way I have everything arranged on my desk. If it's just piled to one corner, I'm screwed mentally. And that's like a little telltale sign for me that I'm like, I need to do something. I need to clean out something that's going on. I need to get it figured out.
Right now, is that a big pile in the corner?
Well, I've got the stuff that needs to be done on the far right side. And then I've got crap just piled on top of it.
So what's that tell you?
That tells me I'm either hiding from what needs to be done or I have so much crap that needs to be done, I'm just not doing it.
So what do you do to fix that? I mean,
I normally just end up spending a lot of time doing that, but like I know what I have going on. I don't have that time to sit down and just process through all of it. Like normally I would just bang out like a 16 or 18 hour day and just do it or work until the umpteenth hour in the night and just get caught up. And I'm like, okay, hey, just make the sacrifice at one point. But it just keeps filling in. So that's the scary part for me when we start managing multiple businesses, multiple deals, and multiple stuff going on. And I wish I had a better way to get out of it, but I know from my personality is I need to just plow through it, and I got to have the time to do it. And right now, the time is of the last couple of weeks has been of essence. You know, you throw life in there. I mean, we all have life going on. We got kids, we've got spouses, we've got summertime, usually vacation stuff.
Jobs,
yeah. You know, whatever that is for you, we have all these weights on us. And, you know, that's the hardest thing to get around a lot of times. And we see it with new investors a lot, is that their job is, you know, from 8 to 4. They get home, they have to see their kids. Kids have been at school all day. Then they have dinner with the family. And it's 7:30, 8 o'clock before they can actually do anything. And we're like, oh, yeah, the land investing business only takes a couple hours a day. Well, 8 o'clock at night, after you've been busy since 7 in the morning to work till 10, it kind of sucks sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
And so then it's like, okay, well, I'm going to put it off till Saturday. Well, you sleep in Saturday because you're exhausted from your week. You've got baseball, you've got soccer, you've got swimming, you've got a birthday party for your cousin, you've got whatever it is. So now you push it to Sunday. And then Sunday, you try to catch up with some stuff. And then you're trying to do a week's worth of 2 hours a day in one day. So it's tough. And I think we can relate to that. And whether it's multiple deals, getting through your first mailer, pulling your first scrubbing your first list, or managing multiple businesses and streams of businesses, you know, we all can relate to that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, one way when I feel that way, and this is because like your personality is just sitting down and grinding through it. Uh-huh. Dude, I'm a mess without a to-do list, daily to-do list.
Yeah.
I'm a complete mess. Nothing will get done if I don't make a list, right? So mm-hmm. That's one of the first things I do every morning. Even if I know I'm going to have a crazy busy day with one thing and I got to get to some other stuff, dude, that list is my lifesaver. Because I don't know. I think it's just something about like checking stuff off.
Yeah.
That just calms me, gets it done.
Yeah, and I do a to-do list. I can get like the immediate stuff done, but it's the stuff that doesn't necessarily need to be done today. And so it's not getting done today sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when I really need to just buckle down and knock it out.
Mm-hmm. And I think there's like a lot of people that are going to be able to, that resonates with, because they have a ton of stuff that they need to get done with the day job, right? So how do you make time for that? And I think the will to succeed in this business should drive you to get it done, right? Get up an hour early, or force yourself to take an hour when you really don't want to. Or maybe if you have a desk job or something, sneak some work in during the day, because this is terrible advice for most people. But if you don't care about your job and you want to get out of it anyway, then just do what you got to do to make it work.
Yeah, I get that. And that's, you know, when I was working 9 to 5 when we first started the land business, I would spend, you know, my drive was 40 to 45 minutes home at the end of the night. And I would make all the calls I needed to make for the day on the drive home. My wife would send me the information, so I had it via email. I'd print it out at work, and then I would be calling those people back, talking to them about their property. And I'd make 8 to 10 calls in that time, you know, just trying to either close a deal, tell them, hey, we're not interested, or just try to find out more information on this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you want it bad enough, you'll find the time, right? I know there's a ton of people who sit in traffic on their way home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a perfect time to make some phone calls.
Are we allowed to tell people to make phone calls in a car driving?
Well, they're stuck in traffic. They're not moving.
Okay.
And
please keep 10 and 2 and watch your surroundings if you are making these phone calls.
Well, you just told everyone you did it every day on your drive home.
I know, and I feel bad for telling people that it's probably doing something I shouldn't have been doing.
There's nothing wrong with making phone calls. We're not
writing notes.
Yeah, when you said that, but I wouldn't recommend writing notes or text messaging while you're driving, but there ain't nothing wrong with making a phone call. Yep. You're going to be, most of the time people are on the phone with somebody. Like, I know, but if you weren't calling people back, you were calling me.
Yeah, I get that. And it's hands-free, so I mean, it's playing throughout the radio and I'm just speaking out loud, so it looks like I'm a crazy person. But, you know, we get it. It's one of those things that, hey, I can tell you that it's going to be easy, and every level you get to is going to be a little bit tougher. There's you're going to have your own set of challenges and own problems.
Yeah, speaking of crazy people, I got a funny story. So when Mary Beth gets in the car and the music comes on, it's a song that she likes. She's not shy mm-hmm. about singing at the top of her lungs and mm-hmm. dancing. And she left work the other day, and she's just in a singing mood, and a song came on, mm-hmm. right? And so apparently she's just going at it so hard, right? She's singing and dancing. There's an ambulance trying to get around her. They've got their sirens on because she works at the ER. Mm-hmm. So she had just left, and there's an ambulance trying to get around her, but she doesn't even notice because she's so jamming so hard. So she knows the people in the ambulance. They didn't know who it was at first, but they pulled up next to her, and they're looking at her, and they're filming her. And she had no idea the whole time until they come to the ER the next time she's working, and they're like, so jamming kind of hard in your car?
So her dance moves literally could have killed somebody.
The ambulance got around. I know it's a ticketable offense. She probably should have gotten in trouble for that, but it's just really funny because she goes so hard.
I'm not even, I'm just leaving that one alone. For MB, I give her enough grief. I'm not giving her the grief today on that one. You dance, girl. Dance like nobody's watching.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. So in your land business, if you are dancing that hard while doing your work, it might be fun. I don't know.
Yeah, if you got time to sing and dance, you got time to make some phone calls.
Yep. And, you know, don't worry. We all feel the pain. It's something you can work around and you can try to figure it out. But you do have to draw the line in the sand and start, go ahead and work through some of those tasks and whatever they could be. You know, it may be something you dread doing, but, you know, you can hire it out. You can get VAs into it. And sometimes there's stuff that they just can't do for you and you're going to have to, pound through it. And that's more of advice for me telling myself that, hey, sometimes you're just going to have to do it. But you know, I'm going to share that with y'all as well.
Yeah. And find out what works for you. Like Justin lets it all pile up in the corner until he's just got to take a 16-18 hour day and knock it all out. I'm a mess without a to-do list. Nothing gets done if it's not written down so I can check it off. And you know yourself, so you know what works. So, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I think that's good. We'll call it. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's time for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be a good one. While you guys are out there, go to Facebook. Do us a favor. You know, we say this every week and we truly mean it because it truly helps us out. But Facebook, Instagram, give us a like, and then iTunes and Stitcher, wherever else you're listening to us, like the show, review the show, subscribe to the show, and have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Have a great week.